From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by David Howard, the president and CEO of Lee & Associates Atlanta. David, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So when you moved to Atlanta, it was just a couple of weeks before the pandemic started. And I'm thinking about that time where, you know, Atlanta was definitely experiencing a boom anyway. And then all of a sudden the pandemic shut all of that down. And at the time, we really didn't know how it was going to be affecting the real estate sector. What was it like to transition to a new city in light of a pandemic?
Well, it certainly was not something I expected. And I guess part of our job is to be able to adapt. So I learned very, very quickly that I'd have to go to certain places and get certain things that maybe I didn't think about. One of them was groceries because no restaurants were open at the time. But it's been a very interesting ride, let me say that. I had 3 weeks of Atlanta hustling, bustling, and then literally it shut down. But what it did allow me is the time to kind of reflect on, you know, what success had been, you know, to get here, and then what were we looking for the future in Atlanta. And so I was able to put together some business plans and forward thinking models that otherwise I probably would not have had a chance. But I rented a condominium right next door to our building, thinking that, you know, I would never spend any time in it whatsoever, and I'd be out and about in the city. And so the first chance I could get to buy a house outside of the city, I did, because I wanted to hear the birds sing and see some grass. But it was a very interesting experience, and I hope never to have to do it again.
Yes, I think a lot of us are feeling that same way.
Yes.
You know, the national dialogue has been that people are moving out of the cities into the suburbs. But I don't believe that is exactly Atlanta's narrative. Yes, Atlanta had a lot of traffic and people used the opportunity to move into the suburbs, but it has also attracted a lot of people from the Northeast and other places to the urban core. What has been your take on this movement in Atlanta, and how is that movement of people also affecting the commercial real estate sector?
Well, you're absolutely right. Every day you see plates from California, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. So I think that was starting even before the pandemic. But Atlanta has been known to be accommodating to everybody. The jobs have been here. They're still here. They haven't gone anywhere. And in fact, we are as busy as can be. We have not seen really a drop off on people moving here. And so the housing is still an important component. In fact, just like anywhere else in the United States, the price of homes have gone sky high and are continuing to rise, but not as quickly as maybe on the West Coast or from the Northeast. And so you can still have a good quality lifestyle. The weather is reasonably good, and there's plenty of jobs. And so I think that's not going to stop. It's going to continue. And I also think that some are going to move the suburbs. You know, they're going to decide to have families, and they want yards, and they want a place to raise a family. And then there's others who are never going to leave the city core and enjoy the arts and all the things that Atlanta has to offer, as well as many of the other submarkets around. And so I think we have a very well-rounded area and economy in which to, you know, support all the different types of people that may be interested in coming.
With the rise of work from home models and reduced personnel, office subleasing opportunities and concepts such as office hoteling has gained steam. Do you believe that this office hoteling will remain viable in the future?
Well, I do. I think within, you know, reason. I don't think there's going to be a paradigm shift from everybody not going to an office. And I think there are certain industries like ours, which is very collaborative, and we need to have our agents in the office. A lot of our business is done internally within our own agents. And you can't have that kind of culture and collaboration working from home. Whereas other industries are different, inside sales or whatever it may be, the technology, the engineering types, the software, you know, that can be done remotely. And there are even a bank that I spoke with today said that they're not in their offices yet. But what they do is they have these hubs scattered throughout the city of Atlanta where everybody can go and get their files or folders or use some connectivity that maybe they can't get from their home or see some clients or whatever. And so I do think there's going to be a bit of a hybrid, but I don't think office space is going to go away. In fact, in Atlanta, in the last quarter, we had positive absorption. So we think we're kind of crested that wave of, you know, subleases and vacancies, and we're seeing companies looking for space, and we've had positive absorption.
How is property investment different in the post-pandemic environment with regards to investor appetite for risk and the use of leverage to achieve their goals, considering the current and future impacts of the low interest rate environment?
Wow. That's a very loaded question in itself, but we're not seeing a downside on any kind of investments. I mean, people are looking, first of all, interest rates are at their all-time low. There's plenty of cash available for, you know, well-positioned properties that have solid tenants, you know, or I guess endemic and pandemic-proof properties, grocery stores, shopping centers, multifamily. They're all been very, very active in, especially in Atlanta. We just assisted on a multifamily property in Midtown that probably would not have sold a year or two ago. Wow. And they just looked at the opportunities in the market and the people that are coming in and the low interest rates that are available for money, and people parked that. On the industrial side, you can't find enough in buildings for people to buy. And so a lot of developers are selling the buildings before they're even sold. And so we see the e-commerce side and the industrial side going to continue on. We're very bullish right now. We don't see, yes, it was a slowdown, but we don't see any, you know, hidden agendas or things that we think are really going to slow us down besides, you know, the black swan events, as people say. But again, Atlanta is pretty healthy. I'm very optimistic about it.
And now that we found ourselves in this new landscape, what's next for Lee & Associates in Atlanta?
Well, we're continuing to grow. Since the pandemic, we've hired 16 new employees. So we're continuing to grow. We opened an office in Nashville. We have an office in Nashville now that we've been looking for many, many years to open. And again, we don't just go open an office in a market. We have to find the right people, and we found the right people. And I think part of it had to do with the pandemic and them thinking about what they wanted to do with their real estate careers and what kind of company they wanted to be with. And so we have a very productive office that literally we opened at the beginning of this year in Nashville. And we're seeing our office division continue to grow. As I said earlier, our investment and industrial side is just off the charts. And so I'm very, very bullish about our future here in Atlanta. And as long as we're doing a good job for our clients and, you know, taking care of our families and the people that work within our firm and take good care of our clients, I don't see where there's nothing but us to continue going upwards.
Fabulous. Well, thank you again. That's David Howard, the president and CEO of Lee & Associates Atlanta. My name is Abby Malone. David, thank you again. You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.